July 3, 1 Kings 3, 6-14. Wisdom for the asking. If any of you lack wisdom, let him ask of God, that giveth to all men liberally, and it upbraideth not, and it shall be given him. James 1, 5. The God whom we serve is no respecter of persons. He who gave to Solomon the spirit of wise discernment is willing to impart the same blessing to his children today. When a burden-bearer desires wisdom more than he desires wealth, power, or fame, he will not be disappointed. Such a one will learn from the great teacher not only what to do, but how to do it in a way that will meet with the divine approval. So long as he remains consecrated, the man whom God has endowed with discernment and ability will not manifest an eagerness for high position, neither will he seek to rule or control. Of necessity, men must bear responsibility, but instead of striving for the supremacy, he who is a true leader will pray for an understanding heart to discern between good and evil. The path of men who are placed as leaders is not an easy one, but they are to see in every difficulty a call to prayer. Never are they to fail of consulting the great source of all wisdom. Strengthened and enlightened by the master worker, they will be enabled to stand firm against unholy influences and to discern the right from wrong, good from evil. They will approve that which God approves and will strive earnestly against the introduction of wrong principles into his cause. The wisdom that Solomon desired above riches, honor, or long life, God gave him. His petition for a quick mind, a large heart, and a tender spirit was granted. It would be well for us carefully to study Solomon's prayer and to consider every point on which depended his receiving the rich blessings that the Lord was ready to give him. God commended Solomon's prayer, and he will today hear and commend the prayers of those who in faith and humility cry to him for aid. He will certainly answer the fervent prayer for a preparation for service. In answer, he will say, "Here I am. What wilt thou that I shall do for thee?" He who led Solomon's mind as he made this prayer will today teach his servants how to pray for what they need.